Really?
Yeah. They go up and kill one deer and two antelopes and go that far. They're about goes or every year. Been going for about 12, 15 years.
Do you have any weather here? We're talking about your water. Does it ever get so cold that the pipes will...
Oh, well, it would, but see, I got my pipe kind of all insulated to keep them from freezing so far, you know, this year. I didn't lose none last year.
If they freeze, they'll...
They'll expand and bust.
They'll bust?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you were talking about molasses. Tell me about, how would you make it?
Yeah, you see, you grow your cane.
Uh-huh.
Sugar cane, called sugar cane. And there's a cane in it called sorghum.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorghum's kind of strong, sir, but it's a syrup. But the sugar cane you take and go, and you used to cook it right down here in the spring, right across the road here on my place when I moved here. And they'd cook it off, you know, have syrup cans. If they cook it off, made your own syrup. And if you wanted to have sugar, this dark sugar, brown sugar, they'd make it so thick, you know, once you get through here, it's sugar.
What was the difference between molasses and sugar? I mean, a syrup?
Nothing, same thing.
I see.
Some say molasses, some say syrup, you know. And then they have another thing that they make sugar syrup out of. It's called sorghum molasses.
Which is thicker?
Oh. The sugar cane's a sugar. That's what they make regular sugar out of, you know.
Uh-huh.
Refine and make sugar out of it.
Yeah.
But if sometimes they cook it enough to they'd make it, it'd be syrup, you know, like be black, like kind of like syrup, you know. They'd cook it thick enough so they'd go to sugar, you know.
Have you had maple?
No.
Yeah, maple syrup.
I bought it, but I haven't. We never did make any. Never did make.
Some of them they make is imitation.
Yeah, and all that like that.
Then you got if something's not imitation, it's.
Yeah, but you know, we never did grow too much sugar cane here. Now my father used to grow it. We had a bottom down below the house, what they call a bottom down close to the creek,
uh-huh.
And all he'd grow it as high as the ceiling, nearly, you know. And then you know just how high the stalks will get, you know. And they'd go in there and strip it, you see, and you cut it and haul it to the mill and make syrup out of it. Everybody cook syrup, you know, had a syrup mill. It's pulled with a mule, had a pole on it, and had the thing you could feed the syrup mill through this way, you know, it had three, four looking wheels that just kind of run in together this way, you know.
Yeah.
You put your car in here and he'd take it out on the other side. And had a barrel that was a sack on it to catch your juice. And you put that on in a syrup pan over what they call a syrup mill and cooked it.
Uh-huh.
Till a certain thick, till whoever, man that cooks syrup knows how when to take it off, you know. And they'd make it, just cook it by the gallons and gallons and gallons.
And
that was your syrup, you see, that a lot of people made it and sold it, you know. Lord, you could sell it. You know, you could make it for your own, or every darky you had, the every hand you had. Now, when I moved here, you see, there was 11 families. We had 11 families here at that farm. And every fall down here at this spring, they cook syrup the whole fall. Everybody around here come to this syrup mill, you know.
Yeah.
Down here.
Uh-huh.
You know, of course, in these Arkansas all here raised it too.
How high is the ceiling?
12 feet.
About 12 feet?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty high.
Yeah.
Good ceiling there. But, so molasses, you put it in what?
You put it in jugs like that, or put it in tin buckets.
I see.
You know, and put a lid on just like this you buy. Finally got where you get bugs most of the time. They had jugs, just stone jugs to put it in olden times.
Yeah. What did you buy flour in?
They bought it in a barrel, in a wooden barrel.
Yeah.
Very big wooden barrel, I'd be about that high, about this big around. They would fall, they'd go to town, buy them a barrel of flour. See, they made their own meal, ground your own corn, and your flour and sugar, maybe if you didn't make sugar, white sugar, and your coffee, about all you had to buy. Little rice.
What else would come in a barrel?
Well, you know, meal would come in barrel.
Meal
would come in barrels too. If you wanted to buy it in barrels, you know. But most people just bought it in sacks. Well, most of the people now made their own meal, you see. But it would come in barrels like flour did. And they could buy syrup in little barrels, you know, little kegs, what they call syrup kegs. They hold 5 gallons.